Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice Series. What's the halacha if someone's traveling, someone's going on a trip, they are aware that they're supposed to say Tefillah Saderach, but they don't know the text of the Tefillah. They don't know the Nusach of the Tefillah. So most people would tell me that they should ask Siri, find out. The truth is that they probably should if they're able to not distract their driving and be able to find out what the Nusach of Tefillah Saderach is. But what if someone is in the middle of saying Tefillah Saderach already? He started off, Yihiratzim Lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu V'Kav, Aseinu Shuvchenu L'Shalom, and then he totally blanks. He doesn't know how to continue, so he doesn't have enough time to go check it up. What should he do? The Gemara in today's Daf, Brachos Daf Chav Tesem Abeis, tells us, introduces to us the concept of Tefillah Saderach. The Gemara towards the bottom of Chav Tesem Abeis, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chizda Kol Hayotzu L'Derech, anyone who going on a trip, the Gemara later in Daf Lamed, we'll discuss the parameters, the circumstances, when this halacha applies, what's considered a trip. However, the Gemara tells us, Tzarech l'hispal Tefillah Saderach, he needs to recite Tefillah Saderach. And the Gemara continues, my Tefillah Saderach, what is Tefillah Saderach? And the Gemara gives us the text, Yiratzu Mofanecha, towards the end. So what is our poor fellow who blanks in the middle of the Yiratzu and supposed to do? So I saw quoted from Chaim Kanievsky and other poskim that as long as one says the basic idea of Tefillah Saderach, even though he doesn't get the text right, he doesn't use the words that the Gemara used and that the poskim quote and that all the Siddurim have, as long as he says the main points of Tefillah Saderach, and he ends off Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah, that's enough, and he's Yotze his Chiyuv, fulfills his obligation of reciting Tefillah Saderach. So what are those main points of Tefillah Saderach? What are those main points that someone has to reference in order to fulfill this obligation? So understandably, one could think that the main point of Tefillah Saderach is that it's a tefillah we are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us get to our destination safely. That's what we talk about most of Tefillah Saderach. Shagi'enu l'mchos chavtzenu l'chayim v'simcha l'shalom, we should be able to get to our destination safely. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from listim, from bandits, Michai Yisroel Sederach, from wild animals in the road. And that's enough, as long as someone referenced, as long as someone made up his own nusach, his own text, referencing, asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to help him get to his destination safely, that is sufficient. But the post can point out that there's a whole other component of Tefillah Saderach that people don't focus on. We don't simply ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to help us get to our destination safely, but rather we add on another point as well. B'sishlach bracha b'chol ma'asei yadeinu. We also daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu that our trip should be successful, that our endeavors should be met with bracha. And therefore, if someone doesn't know the nusach, if someone blanks in the middle of saying Yehi Ratzon or Tefillah Saderach, he should add on in his own words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect him on his journeys and that his trip should ultimately be successful. And then he should end off Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah.